State of opportunity.
State of opportunity.
I want to be a firefighter,
a ballerina.
I want to be a Batman.
The James and Grace Lee Boggs School just wrapped up its first year. It's a K-12 charter school on Detroit's east side that hopes to grow to a K-12. State of Opportunity contributor Zach Rosen spent the year at the school, bringing us a series of stories along the way. For his final story, he gives a sense of the Boggs School's ambitious community-based vision and how that vision is being tempered by the day-to-day reality of running a school.
A few weeks ago, the students and staff at the Boggs School took a walk.
I think it's over here somewhere.
They ended up at the corner of Heidelberg and Ellery Streets, just about a mile from school. When they got there, they saw that polka dots and naked dolls and charred houses had taken over the block.
The artist that created all of the installations on Heidelberg Street, he grew up on this street in the 1950s and the 1960s. And back then, this neighborhood was very different. You wouldn't see abandoned houses, vacant lots.
Tyree Guyton began his work on the Heidelberg Project almost 30 years ago.
What is art today, you guys? What is art?
These kids see Guyton as both a celebrity and a neighbor. He's someone who stayed put and changed the reality of his neighborhood. That's something Principal Julia Putnam wants to instill in her students.
I want a kid to like graduate from our school and be able to look around and be like, I've been in this neighborhood forever. I know exactly what businesses will work. I know exactly what the needs are in this community. And not just in this neighborhood, but in Detroit in general.
This approach to schooling is called place-based education. The idea that from a very early age, students are given the opportunity to figure out what the problems are where they live and to help fix them. In Putnam's mind, an important part of this philosophy is getting to know her students' parents, many of whom live in the neighborhood.
And if we're going to respect the place, we have to respect the parents and where they come from and the context in which they're living in. And we've always talked about not looking down on parents and not coming in as the saviors to educate their children despite them.
Third and fourth grade teacher Jasmine Noble says she spent the whole year building rapport with parents. But yesterday was her last day as a classroom teacher. She's been furiously writing grants to support a position she's trying to invent, something like life coach / resource coordinator.
A lot of the parents, they may have not had the best experience at school themselves, and sometimes they can be reluctant to want to come to the teachers.
Yvette Thompson is the mother of three kids at the Boggs School. She says at their old school, she kept to herself. But the staff here have helped her come out of her shell. Now she's part of the Boggs School's Exploratory Community Outreach Group, where she works on the school's relationship with the neighborhood.
I always had ideas, so just like even living in a complex where I stay, I just would sit back and I would look at certain people and talk to certain people, and I would find out that they have like all these talents. Like, okay, well, this person is an excellent bookkeeper. This person is excellent at researching.
The Boggs School's mission isn't to change people. It's to bring out the potential that's already there. And the staff and parents here see a lot of potential with what this school can do for education in the city. But what they're trying here is a little different, a little bold, and with that ambition come some challenges. There's been some criticism about the school effectively communicating their plans to parents, and a planned renovation of the second floor over the summer could come down to the wire.
We're starting work on our renovation now. We have raised what we think is almost enough money, and we're working on moving some more.
But that's what worries Boggs School parent Leah Duncan.
Like not knowing if the building's going to be ready.
But she says she and her husband are willing to stick it out.
We love that the children are loved. Like, I mean, you can feel that when you walk in.
The staff and teachers at the Boggs School are doing their best to plan for the future. They seek advice from other schools around the country with similar community-based missions. But in the end, they're inventing their approach with each passing day. And that's what makes their work so exciting. For State of Opportunity, I'm Zach Rosen, Michigan Radio News.